From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here is the news first, the headlines. Heading to Abu Dhabi, President Joko Widodo becomes key speaker and discusses investment. And Iran admits to shooting down Ukrainian passenger plane unintentionally. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Sunday morning, January 12th, left for Abu Dhabi. The president is invited to be the keynote speaker at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. This forum was specifically held to discuss energy and sustainable development. Minister of State Secretary Pratikno at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport said that in his presentation, President Joko Widodo would submit a plan to develop a new nation's capital city in Indonesia. The nation's capital city will become not only a place to live, but also a smart city, well completed with the need for a sustainable city.
Jadi kan kita ini kan banyak hal bahwa salah satu sustainable development adalah isu penting ya, bukan hanya Indonesia tetapi dunia.
So we have many things that sustainable development is an important issue, not only in Indonesia, but in the world. We and Mr. President will also present about the new capital plan. With that, President wants to invite the international world to make this new capital of Indonesia a showcase to become an example of the world about sustainable cities with all its aspects. This is not like what the president often says, that there will be zero emission and compact cities, but also innovation and creativity, economic drivers, and so forth. So the president also wants to offer that the new capital city is the one that wants to be conveyed about Indonesia's future vision of sustainable development. In addition to being a keynote speaker at the Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week Forum, the president will first hold a bilateral meeting with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed. Previously, Foreign Minister Retno LP Marsudi said that the meeting will discuss the plan to develop investment cooperation between the two countries. President Jokowi and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi will also witness the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the two countries, both at the government and business level. Chief of the Batam Free Trade Area and Freeport Management Board, Muhammad Rudi, said four large-scale companies are prepared to invest trillions of rupiahs in the industrialized island of Batam this year. He expressed hope that the regional head election would run smoothly so that it would not disturb the plan of the companies to invest in the industrialized city. He added the Batam City Administration is ready to help organize the regional head election in accordance with the law and regulation. Palembang is again believed to be one of the hosts of the Indonesia Triathlon Series or ITS tournament with the title Palembang Triathlon 2020. Palembang is believed to be the opening of ITS event after last year successfully held a series of sports that consisted of swimming, cycling, and running. The Palembang Triathlon 2020 will be held on February 22nd and will be located at the 2018 Asian Games venue, Jakabaring Sports City. Unlike the previous year's event, Palembang Triathlon is believed to be the opening of ITS, which has six series or six different places. Palembang Triathlon Deputy Chairperson 2020, Liza Sako, on Saturday, January 11, said, "Besides Palembang, other ITS series will be held in Jakarta, Mandalika in West Nusa Tenggara, Pariangan in West Sumatra, Belitung, and Bandung in West Java. Later, all three athlete participants will collect points from Palembang to the last series." Oman named a new ruler on Saturday, January 11th, hours after it announced the death of Sultan Qaboos bin Said on Friday, January 10th. Haitham bin Tariq Al Said has been named as the new ruler. This decision was made after the High Military Council asked the ruling family council to convene and elect a successor on Saturday, January 11th. Haitham is a cousin of Qaboos. He has served as Minister of National Heritage and Culture. He has also been appointed by Qaboos to lead the main committee responsible for Oman's development in 2013. Radio Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Iran unintentionally shot down the Ukrainian plane that crashed near Tehran this week, killing 176 people. The General Staff of Iran's Armed Forces said the crash was due to human error. Iran targeted the passenger plane unintentionally. Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif tweeted the regrets, apologies, and condolences to the people, to the families of all victims, and to other affected nations. He aided everyone involved in the missile shooting of Ukraine International Airlines will be held responsible. A statement from the Office of the Presidency of Ukraine, reported by Anadolu Agency on Sunday, January 12th, said that the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran fully acknowledged that the tragedy was caused by the wrong actions of the Iranian military. Ukraine's Foreign Ministry will immediately send a note to Iran regarding the steps that must be taken next, including the legal aspects of the compensation issue. The Iranians agreed with the Ukrainian note. United States House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will submit President Donald Trump's impeachment proposal to the Senate next week. This step was taken to end the dispute for 3 weeks. This is the third dismissal of the chief executive in the history of the United States. The Democrats' announcement almost ensured that Trump's impeachment trial on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress would be held this month, but Pelosi refused to give the specific timeline the next steps they would take. She also did not announce which Democratic representatives would be asked to spearhead the case in the Senate. She said lawmakers must be ready to appoint a manager in the next few weeks. The last item, Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen thanked the island's electorate Saturday for putting democratic values into practice after securing more than 57% of the vote. Tsai's comfortable victory caps a remarkable comeback after devastating local election results in 2018, saw her step down as leader of the Democratic Progressive Party following its crushing defeat in races across the self-governing island. Following Saturday's vote, Tsai addressed tensions with China over the territory's sovereignty, saying Taiwan is willing to engage with China, but that China must respect the voice of Taiwan's voters. Han Kuo-yu of the Kuomintang or KMT party and the main opponent to Tsai conceded defeat Saturday in a speech to supporters, adding that he had called Tsai to congratulate her. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This week's spotlight is on President ensures Natuna is Indonesia's territory. President Joko Widodo ensured that the Natuna region was the territory of the Unitary Republic of Indonesia, so there was no need for anyone to doubt it. when visiting Natuna Island and met local fishermen at the Natuna Integrated Maritime and Fisheries Center, Riau Islands Province, last Wednesday, January the 8th, he said Natuna is an area with a population of Indonesian citizens totaling around 81,000 people. He stressed that from the beginning, Natuna has been and is always part of the Indonesian territory. According to the president, so far, there have been no foreign ships that entered the Indonesian territory. There were foreign ships entering the exclusive economic zone where all ships can pass. However, if they try to steal fish, they will be forced to leave or even arrested. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi emphasized that Indonesia's sovereignty and territory were not negotiable at all. In the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs 2020 annual press statement in Jakarta on Wednesday, Retno Marsudi emphasized the principles related to sovereignty and sovereign rights in Indonesian waters. The foreign minister said, "Any claim by any party must be made in accordance with international law, including the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea or UNCLOS 1982. He said the Indonesia would continue to reflect claims that were not recognized by international law. The issue of sovereignty has re-emerged in the last 2 weeks after Chinese fishing vessel violated the exclusive economic zone in Natuna waters. Escorted by Chinese Coast Guard vessels, the foreign vessels were determined to catch fish in location about 130 miles from the waters of Ranai, Natuna. Feeling that Indonesia's sovereign rights had been disturbed, the Indonesian Navy deployed 8 warships, 1 Boeing-type aircraft, and 4 F-16 aircraft to patrol and secure Natuna waters. In accordance with UNCLOS 1982, China did not have any rights over these waters. However, the Chinese government unilaterally claimed the area based on historical aspects that refer to the Nine Dash Line. The Nine Dash Line, or the Nine Dotted Line, is the historical area of the South China Sea, covering 2 million square kilometers, 90% of which China claims as its maritime rights, even though this region is 2,000 kilometers from the mainland China. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week on President Ensures Natuna is Indonesia's Territory. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with January the 12th, 2010, the Haiti earthquake. The 2010 Haiti earthquake occurred with a magnitude of 7 on the Richter scale with an epicenter of 16 kilometers from Port-au-Prince on January 12, 2010. The epicenter was at a depth of 10 kilometers. The United States Geological Survey states aftershocks with a strength of 5 on the Richter scale. Most of the city of Port-au-Prince suffered damage, including the Haitian Presidential Palace, the Houses of Parliament, the Port-au-Prince Cathedral, and a hospital. United Nations reported that the headquarters of the United Nations Stabilization Mission to Haiti was also damaged. Turning to January 12, 2006, the Hutch incident in Mina. The Jamarat Mina incident happened when there was a push between pilgrims during stone-throwing ritual in a series of pilgrimages in 2006 in Al-Jamarat Mina, Mekah, Saudi Arabia. Mass pushing and jostling among pilgrims killed around 246 and injured about 289 others. The incident occurred at around 1 p.m. when buses arrived simultaneously at Jamarat bridges. This caused the pilgrims to panic and caused jostling. About 2 million people reportedly participated in the service at that time. I'll end with January the 12th, 2016, the bombing of Istanbul. On January the 12th, 2016, at 10:20 local time, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a group of foreign tourists in Sultan Ahmet Old City, Istanbul, Turkey. 11 people died and 14 others were injured in this suicide bombing. The suicide bomber was confirmed as Nabil Fadli, a member of the Islamic State of Iraq and Sham, who were born in Saudi Arabia but was a Syrian citizen. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Miss Karobi Hazarika in India. Hello, Miss Karobi Hazarika. Thank you for your compliment on our podcast. We hope you always monitor our podcast every day. And please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and your club members. Here is the song.
Saat jauh darimu, terlintas tanya dalam anganku. Benarkah di benakmu, hanyalah diriku yang bertata. Akankah ini selamanya? Cukup bertanya.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today, January the 12th, 2020, is on rain is not an obstacle for para games athletes. The president of the Indonesian National Paralympic Committee, Seni Marbun, said entering the rainy season was a little disruptive to the national training center of the athletes for the preparation of the ASEAN Para Games 2020 in the Philippines next March. Seni Marbun at the National Paralympic Committee Solo office on Tuesday said the activities were centered in the city of Solo and current rainy weather were quiet, affecting especially to those practicing in the field of outdoors. If forced to exercise in rainy condition for a long time, the athletes could experience impaired health or illness. According to Seni Marbun, the athletes who were somewhat affected in the national training were mainly of the athletics, goalball, bicycle racing, and archery, while swimming was not affected. They keep practicing with enthusiasm to achieve the best achievements for the country. As a substitute to maintain fitness, the training athletes were transferred to indoor activities such as fitness and maturation of strategies and techniques. Following the Philippines ASEAN Para Games postponement from January to March 2020, Seni Marbun said he did not allow them to return to their respective homes for Christmas and the New Year 2020 holidays. The aim is for athletes to focus on competing and maintaining fit conditions until the Philippine ASEAN Para Games is held in March. Indonesia in the ASEAN Para Games or APG Philippines will dispatch 300 athletes, both male and female, who will go down in 16 sports. They include archery, swimming, bicycle racing, judo, and weightlifting. The government has targeted the overall champion with around 100 gold medals at the ASEAN Para Games 2020 in the Philippines. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on rain is not an obstacle for para games athletes.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we reply an email from our regular listener Sebastian Arndt in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Sebastian Arndt. We are really sorry to know that our signal in your country was very weak. We suggest you to visit our website www.voinews.id. Hopefully now you can listen to our podcast clearly. Well, Mr. Sebastian Arndt, we are looking forward to your next reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Yang membekumu
was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. So today I'll invite you to travel to Dodola Island in North Maluku. The North Maluku region in eastern Indonesia has many wonderful spots, one of which is Dodola Island, which is located in the Morotai region, North Maluku. It is an uninhabited island with extraordinary beauty that many called it a paradise in the east. This island consists of Dodola Besar or Big Dodola Island and Dodola Kecil or Little Dodola Island. The two islands are only connected when the sea is receding and form a sand road, so it looks like a hidden bridge. Because of the beauty of this tourist attraction, the local government called Dodola Island as a pearl on the Pacific lips or Pacific Rim. If you are in the Ternate area, which is in the North Maluku province, there are trip routes and alternative transportation that can be used to go to Dodola Island. First, by a chestnut plane through Ternate Morotai route, scheduled 3 times a week. Travel time is approximately 45 minutes. Then proceed with a speedboat from the city of Morotai to Dodola Island. Whereas the second alternative is by boat from the Ahmad Yani port in Ternate, with departures every Fridays and Wednesday nights, and the time needed is around 8 to 9 hours, then proceed by speedboat to Dodola Island. The third option is to take a ferry from Ternate to Sofifi on Halmahera Island with a travel time of about 2 hours, and then proceed to the city of Tobelo by car, which takes about 3 to 4 hours, after that followed by a speedboat for 2 hours to the island of Morotai. But this last alternative is consuming considerable time and energy. Walking from Big Dodola Island to Little Dodola Island takes about 15 minutes. The beauty of the two islands is not much different. The beach sand is very white and smooth as powder. Sunbathing on this beach is indeed a wonderful experience, so quiet and extremely beautiful. The view of the sea is green, clear, and bluish. Dodola Island also has 13 diving spots with a charming underwater scenery. Therefore, this area is also called a paradise for divers. In addition to diving spots, you can also do snorkeling in the sea, which is crystal clear. Other activities that you can also do here are swimming and fishing. The beauty of coral reefs and various types of fish also add to the beauty of this place. As an extra treat, here you can also enjoy various relics of the past, namely relics of World War II, such as the debris of Allied aircraft and war jeeps, as well as the statue of General Douglas MacArthur, who led the landing of Allied forces in Morotai at that time, during the World War II. Not only that, the sensation of the sun rising on Dodola Island is also very tempting. When When you are hungry, don't worry, because the food at Morotai is dominated by seafood. So, if you are seafood enthusiast, this place is really a paradise. So, if you want to enjoy a very beautiful view in a peaceful and quiet atmosphere, Dodola Island in North Maluku can be your choice. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring Dodola Island in North Maluku. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Siddhartha Bhattacharji, also from India. He was listening to our podcast on January 5, 2020. Hello Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji, thank you for your wish. We also wish you a happy and prosperous New Year 2020. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and other listeners around the world. Here is the song. listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today's miscellany is about Banyuwangi hosts World Surf League 2020. Some regions in Indonesia have been trusted by the world to host international events, just like Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta and Palembang, as well as MotoGP 2021 in Mandalika. Also, Banyuwangi East Java had been chosen to host World Surf League 2020. That was stated by Regent of Banyuwangi Abdullah Azwar Anas. As quoted from OKZone, Anas in Jakarta on January 8 said, "The international event will be held in June 2020. This event is expected to promote national tourism to the world." One of many reasons that made Banyuwangi chosen to host World Surf League 2020 is because Banyuwangi is experienced in hosting international events, such as Tour de Ijen, that is routinely held since 2012. Besides that, there is G-Land in Banyuwangi, a world-class surfing spot. More precisely, it is the Blangkung Beach in Alas Purwo National Park. The location for World Surf League 2020 is quite unique. Being in a national park, the audience will not watch the surfing with buildings as the background. Instead, they will see beautiful natural scenery. So far, the preparation for World Surf League 2020 has been running smoothly, including infrastructure such as road and power. Later, they will provide optic fiber to smoothen access and communication. International festival is an effective method for Banyuwangi in adapting with international standards. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today.
Semua berbeda saat kau ada di sini.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today's edition, we'll discuss a song by Lala Huta. Lala Huta is a music group that started playing from cafe to cafe since 2013. Its members are Quincy Jordan as vocals, Beno Loulolia as guitar, Alain Hezekiah as bass, and Bonnie Eko as drums and vocals. Lala Huta's single, Tunggu Apalagi, won the hearts of music lovers in Indonesia. The single, released in 2018, has a romance theme. Created by Lale, Ilman, and Nino, the song tells the story of a man to a woman he likes. The man asked the woman to choose him because he was sure he could give happiness. Well, listener, here is the song Tunggu Apalagi by Lala Huta. Happy listening!
Jangan kau bohongi hatimu. Jelas kau ingin aku. Percuma punya wajah yang merdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Izinkan ku isi harimu. Usir mendung kelabu. Percuma punya tampang yang syahdu bila dia tak mampu melukiskan senyummu. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Kamu buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Buat apa kau mengutuk dalam kisah yang semu. Izinkanlah ku cumbu hatimu dan merangkai cinta. Oh, tunggu apa lagi sayang, tindakanlah dirinya. Kan ku buat hari-harimu ada lalu. Tunggu apa lagi sayang, ku lebih baik darinya. Tak akan ada lagi tangis air mata. Tinggalkanlah dirinya, kan ku buat hari-harimu penuh bahagia.
Of Indonesia.
Bila kita masih bersama, kenapa hatiku merasa sendiri, mencoba untuk melangkah pergi, berharap sang rindu panggil cinta lagi. Namun sepertinya kau telah berpaling. Buat apa mencoba untuk bertahan bila kau tak cinta aku lagi? Sama jadi percuma. Buat apa berjanji untuk kembali bila hatimu tak di sini lagi? Ku lelah menanti sesuatu yang tak pasti. Lemahku digantung asmara, sirna dan perlahan padamkan bara hati. Tapi apa arti berlari aku berharap kau datang kembali. Namun sepertinya kau telah berpaling. Jadi percuma. Buat apa mencoba? Kau tak cinta aku lagi. Semua jadi percuma. Buat apa berjanji bila hatimu tak di sini lagi? Semua jadi.
Voice of Indonesia.
Di malam ini aku tak dapat memejamkan mata, terasa berat bagai diri terikat mimpi. Oh, oh.
Ku ingin satu, satu cerita mengantarku tidur, biar ku terlelap mimpikan hal yang indah. Lelah hati tertutupi.
Dongeng bebas dari ancaman harimau. Terima kasih ya kancil, terima kasih.
Dongeng sebelum
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.